Hi there, 欢迎回到酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，发现节目原稿和精彩好文，来小酒馆铺子逛逛全球好物，在这里邂逅更广阔的世界。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎回来，闲话英伦。Hello, Alan.
Hi, Lulu. Hi, everyone.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I know how much you like a nice, good crime drama.
Oh, yes.
So I thought today we could talk a little bit about the police in the UK.
Oh, that's a great idea. I've already done the same topic with James before about America. So where can we start? I really don't know where to start. Maybe we start with Scotland Yard?
Well, yeah, let's start with the beginning. The first centrally controlled police force was actually based at Scotland Yard. It was the Metropolitan Police.
I always had this question, and I think many of our listeners had the same question. When you're reading about Sherlock Holmes or any other English crime drama, you will hear, Sugalanchang, Scotland Yard. Why is it called Scotland Yard, even though it's in London?
That's because their headquarters, when they were founded in 1829, was very close to the Houses of Parliament in a place called Scotland Yard. And it was called Scotland Yard because in medieval times, that was where ambassadors from Scotland used to live.
Oh, so it actually was like the old site for the Scottish ambassadors back in the days.
Yeah, it was like the Scottish embassy type thing.
Ah, I see. Another question is, you said the first centrally controlled police force was founded in 1829. Was that like one of the oldest in the world?
It is pretty much one of the oldest, yes. There was a type of police force in the past, but they weren't very well developed. And because it was one of the first, that's why in many countries around the world, it's very similar to the UK, because the UK was somewhat seen as a model.
Yeah. And what is your police force called? 就是比如说什么伦敦警察局什么的 How do you call that? London Police Force?
We would call, well, there's actually a few police forces.
Oh.
There's the City of London Police Force.
A City of London 就是金融城, the financial part.
And then there's the Metropolitan Police, or the Met.
The Metropolitan Police, which is in charge, what, of the whole Greater London area?
Pretty much the whole of Greater London, except for the City of London. And also transport and river as well. They have their own separate police forces.
That is so complicated.
No, it is a little bit, but, you know, they're separate, but they do work very closely together.
So let's say if I want to report a crime, I go to the Met?
Yeah.
In London, I go to the Met?
Well, you'll just call 999.
Oh, and then automatically.
Yeah.
I see. Oh, 999, that's what you call for the police.
Yeah, and also fire and ambulance.
Oh, only one number. Another very interesting thing, I watch a lot of British shows. Sometimes you hear people say Bobby.
Yeah.
就是英式俚语里面管警察有时候叫 Bobby. That's a person's name.
Yep, that's because the Metropolitan Police was founded by a man called Sir Robert Peel.
Oh, Robert, Bob.
Bobbies. Yeah. And in the Victorian age, they used to be called Peelers. So, Bobbies for Robert, Peelers for Peel.
Peel. Uh-huh. It's a way for them to honor the founder, I guess.
It was a type of slang.
And now let's come to the uniforms. You know, I'm a huge fan of uniforms. I always remember when I was, for example, in Italy, I thought some of their uniforms look great. But not so much in the UK. The police uniforms, they're not stylish, are they?
Not really, no. They were originally designed as a bit of a mixture because what they wanted to do was they wanted to make them seem approachable, but also authoritative.
Approachable means that they look friendly enough, you can just go up and talk to them and inquire things.
Yeah, so the original uniform was a little bit of a blend, looking like a gentleman, but also looking like a servant.
我脑子里面现在就觉得是想到片儿警的那个感觉 So they're approachable、
mm.
mm. But they also are a lot of the times wearing these very bright coloredI don't know. It's almost like they're, let's say, construction, working in construction.
Well, yeah, they're the police, so they need to be visible.
Oh, so that is to make sure that they stand out.
Well, yeah, or they normally wear black. You know, they have bulletproof or stab-proof vests.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our listeners probably think about the helmet.
Helmet, yes.
Which, unfortunately, they don't wear anymore.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing them.
No, they only wear them on special occasions. It's a dress uniform.
Oh, so now it's more like a ceremonial.
Yeah.
Mm. And they don't really carry guns, right? The UK police force.
No. 90% of police in the UK don't carry guns.
Do they carry anything? They have to catch the criminals, right? If they are not armed at all?
They would have batons.
Batons is a big stick.
Yeah.
Heavy stick, yeah.
But they would also sometimes use stun guns as well.
Stun guns, it's using the shock to, like a taser.
Yeah, but it's quite controversial. Because the whole idea of the police in the UK, it should be police by consent.That's something that you hear quite a lot.
Police by consent. Consent means saying yes.
Yeah, not police by force. So again, this goes into the whole idea the police should be approachable, that they're there to serve the public.
I understand they serve the public, but they don't serve the criminals, right?
Oh, no.
Mm. That's a very interesting idea. I've never heard of this. Police by consent basically means you're nice in general, that you don't want to force people.But police by force is more, I guess, more the American style with guns and like freeze, that sort of situation.
Yeah. Mm. That's not to say that police in the UK don't carry guns, but the only places you'll see police carrying guns are like airports or locations where there's a risk of terrorist attack.
Ah, I see. But there are different types of police, right? The normal police...They are probably dealing with more, I would say, generic, everyday, maybe petty crimes.
Yeah.
Mm. But there are different types of police officers, right? What about those people who investigate, let's say, murders?
You have the CID, so...
What's CID?
Criminal Investigation Department.
Criminal Investigation Department. So they are detectives.
Yeah.There are detectives, there's also special branch as well, which deal with quite sensitive cases. There's lots of different types of police in the UK. It can get a little bit complicated.
Yeah, it does sound very complex, but we're not going to get into details of that.
No, no. Mm. But what I thought it might be interesting to have a chat about is all the different types of slang around police.
Oh,
and also some of the words that...You may hear when watching British crime dramas. For example, the word Nick.
Nick. N-I-C-K?
Yep. It's a verb or a noun, and it's generally used around crimes. So, for example, you're nicked means you're arrested.
You are arrested. Oh, I think I've heard of that in some of the crime dramas, but also in some soap operas.
Yeah.
Mm.
Also, to be down at the nick...means to be at the police station.
But I thought to nick something actually means to steal something.
Yeah.
Such a versatile word.
Well, yeah, that's it. If you ever hear that word, it's normally related to crime. You can also say to be in the nick, which means to be in prison.
I'm not sure if I can remember all of that. Earlier on, we talked about bobbies.
Yeah.
Do you have any other slang words to call the police?
Well, yeah. I'll focus on the polite ones. But we have the old bill.
The old bill.
Yeah, that's just another way of saying the police.
Okay.
It's a little bit old-fashioned now, but you do sometimes still hear it.
Mm.
The word cops or coppers.
I always thought cops is American English.
But we do say it in the UK as well.
Mm. Copper, I've heard.
Yeah, that's probably copper is more British rather than cops.
Mm.
But we still say the expression, it's a fair cop.
Mm.
So...When you've admitted that you've done something wrong, you might say, oh, it's a fair cop.
Okay. I remember ages ago, I was watching a comedy that's, when I watched it, it's already very, very old comedy by Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean.
Oh, yeah.
Called The Thin Blue Line, where I think he was like a constable. Does that have anything to do?
Yeah, that's it. He was a chief constable or inspector, because I remember that. Mm. That's from the 90s. You can still find it around. It's a good show. The Thin Blue Line, it's the idea that the police are there to stop society from breaking apart. So they're the thin blue line of defense.
Blue means the police force.
Yeah.
I see.
They do wear black, but the color blue is associated with the police.
Mm. One more question is, if you actually do need to approach the police on the street, for example, mm-hmm. how do you call them? You don't know their names. You can't just say, 警察叔叔. You can't just say, good morning, officer.
Yeah, you would say officer or constable. But in London, sometimes you just call them mate.
Yeah, I'm not going to try that.
But that's the whole thing. It's about, and they have to be approachable and there to help the public. So British people generally would go up and speak to the police.
Mm, I've never tried. Hopefully, I wouldn't need that.
No. Yeah, that's it. Most of it is around community support. So the idea of a policeman on their beat.
All right. We've definitely learned a bit about the police force in the UK, especially in London. If you have any other questions to ask or anything to add, leave us a comment in the comment section. Thank you, Alan, for coming to the studio.
Thanks a lot, Lulu.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. 十一假期就在眼前，酒馆铺子的黄金周特别优惠也已经开启。澳洲低脂谷物麦片、德国名媛级果汁、瑞士国民饼干，还有更多惊喜好物和限时特价等你发现。找到公众号“露露的英文小酒馆”，从下方菜单进铺子来逛逛吧。另外，酒馆的进阶口语课第十五期超级早鸟价，今天起正式开放报名，赶快联系小助手抢名额，微信是 LULUXJG， 我们在酒馆等你。